This is The Crush. I am Laura Lawson. Today's show, we are focusing on how to truly enjoy your vacation by incorporating wine into it. And as we get later in the show, of course, I will tell you physically how to get your wine to the beach with you or the mountains or wherever you happen to be going. But one of my favorite ways to enjoy vacation and to enjoy wine is to have that lovely summer beach read that makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're learning something. It's entertaining. But you also really get to relax and unwind and learn more about, of course, our favorite subject. Right now, we have Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. They wrote The Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand. Guys, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, thank you very much, Laura.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
I am good. It's always fun to have two guests on.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, it is.
Two for the price of one.
Two for the price of one. I am lucking out all the way around today. So for our listeners, I don't think there's a single listener in Wine World that isn't familiar with what Barefoot is. You cannot go into any store that sells any type of wine and not run into Barefoot. It is the number one, I think it is and still the number one selling wine brand in the country. Is that correct?
Yes, as far as I know.
As far as you know, and you would certainly be the expert on it. Well,
your listeners may be able to see the product on the shelf, but now they can read the story behind it in the book.
See, I love it when people come together and do this, and very few vintners, very few wine people, very few people decide to tell the story behind it. The last really, really good one I remember was Vineyards in the Sky, and so it's been so long, it's great to have y'all here. So, we wrote a book about Barefoot. What was the impetus? What made you decide to put pen to paper? Why did you want to do this?
Well, there were so many books out there and so many articles about how wine tastes, what it pairs with, how the grapes are grown, or about the winemakers. That's all very interesting, but there wasn't a book out there that I was aware of that talked about how wine actually gets to you. How does it get to the shelf, and how does it stay there so you as a consumer can enjoy it? And our process was so unique because we started outside of the wine industry and kind of fell into it backwards, really. And we didn't have money that we were investing, and we didn't have knowledge of that particular industry. So it really is a different approach to wine, and it worked out very well for us. So we wrote the book to encourage young entrepreneurs to go out there and follow their dreams. And if they don't have a lot of money or they don't have a lot of experience in their industry, it just might result in something that works out very well for them. They're going to be innovative. They're going to create something totally new, and maybe the industry really will appreciate it. I know ours did.
Well, for sure. Hey, for our listeners, if you haven't been clued into the fact, obviously Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey are the kind of people that started Barefoot and gave you this access. So when you're looking at your book, when you're looking at what you've put down, what would you say was the hardest thing to get Barefoot started, and what was the biggest discovery that you made about getting all this started?
Well, the biggest challenge that we faced getting Barefoot started was that we didn't know what we were doing.
That usually is a stumbling block, yes.
But it turned out, I think it was Woody Allen that said, not knowing anything about what I was doing never stopped me.
Something like that.
But anyway, we had a tremendous opportunity just fall in our lap, okay? So here's a grower. He's been growing grapes for 3 years. He's been selling them to the same winery for 3 years. They haven't paid him a dime.
Ooh.
So Bonnie's working for him, and she sees that he hasn't been paid, and she says, you know, hey, these people here haven't paid you in 3 years. He says, yeah. He says, I just wanted a home for my grapes. I'm a farmer, you know. I trusted these people. She says, well, maybe we should have Michael, you know, who was the new boyfriend. That's me. That was 30 years ago. And go talk to these people and see, you know, what he can get out of them.
So you got nominated into the bouncer position, basically.
I definitely got the tough job.
Okay.
You know, do the heavy lifting, right? So I went over there to see what I could do, and by that time the winery was already bankrupt, and you know, it didn't look good for Bonnie's client. However, I was able to get them to trade bulk wine and bottling services for debt. So Barefoot got started with bulk wine and bottling services that were traded for debt. So now we had all this bulk wine and all these bottling services, but we didn't have a label. We didn't know what we were doing. We had to get all these licenses and do all this research. And I guess because we didn't know what we were doing, we said, sure, we'll do that. You know, how hard can that be?
The barefoot barter beginning.
Exactly. So we like to say we started with, we called ourselves barefoot because we started with less than bootstrap.
Okay. That was my next question. I was going to ask, where did the name barefoot come from?
Well, we wanted something that was easy to pronounce, easy to remember. I don't speak any French, so I decided if we were going to be in the wine industry, I'd better be able to pronounce every word on my own label. So barefoot is friendly, and the name is the same as the image, making it easy to remember. And I think a lot of people felt like I did. They were intimidated by wines out there, and we wanted wine to be fun. So we really kind of took after the beer companies more than the wine companies, because in the mid-'80s, wine wasn't fun. It was dead serious. And you had to have an analogy in viticulture in order to enjoy a nice glass of wine. And that just didn't seem to make much sense to me. So we wanted it to be really friendly. And we called it, our first two varietals were Cabernet Sauvignon. We called it Barefoot Cab. And Sauvignon Blanc. We called it Barefoot Blanc.
Well, that just makes sense. Very straightforward. Hey, Bonnie, we do want to hear this, but we have to take a hard break right now. When we come back after the break, we'll pick right up here.
Excellent.
All right. Quick moment here on The Crush. When we return, more Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey.